Welcome to Raising Your Spirits Tuning Fork Meditation. Our hope is to help you make positive changes to your life with these podcasts by providing you with light that you can hear. These stress-reducing segments do not alter or shift your energies, but help you release outdated thoughts and beliefs from your past to help you feel lighter. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your vibrational growth with us. My name's Tony Jenis. I'm a tuning fork master teacher here in the Ottawa area, Ontario, Canada. And it is my privilege and my joy that I come to you today to help you through some of the times that you're going through mentally, emotionally, and activate some spirit for you that you may be looking for answers. And so in this very short tuning session, we want to go through about a 10-12 minute meditation just to sort of lighten your energies a little bit. So let's begin. I want you to sit in a chair or lie down on a sofa or on a bed, wherever it's comfortable for you, and just start taking a nice deep breath in and just hear the sounds of these tuning forks. They are the solfeggio ones, will connect to you from a cellular level. Take a nice deep breath in and we'll make an intention. Clear some of that street energy that you may have. You've been outside. Take a nice deep breath in. Just keep breathing. Big deep breaths. And just start feeling your body start to loosen up, to calm down a little bit, just from every breath that you take in. Listen to the sound of these forks. Make the sound as part of you. Essentially, sound is basically light that you can hear. Any confining energy that you feel in your chest, your stomach, even the tops of your shoulders. A lot of times we put the world on those shoulders. You have a lot of responsibility to your family, to your community, to your work. There's so many things going on. We just want to lighten them up for you by helping you lighten it yourself. May the sound of these tuning forks and the power of this tuning give the souls that are connecting to us a higher vibration than they are presently going through. Anything that does change, alter, or shift in their energy, make it as delicate and as kind as possible. And stretch the effects over the next 24 hours so they can come back and do it again and keep themselves light. Take a deep breath in. Next 10 minutes, just think of yourself and think of what you need as a person, as a human. You're not made to struggle. Your energies are naturally easy. Deep breath. Here's the next one. Yourself in a beautiful place, whether it's down by the beach, or put yourself cottage by the lake, and in each instance I want you to see your feet in the water. Take off your socks and shoes, roll up your pants, or if you have shorts on, just put your feet in the water and connect to that lake, connect to the ocean. And bring that energy in. What does it feel like? Having your feet in that water. You're totally grounded now. Ask this ocean or the lake if it has a message for you, and wait for the answer. Be totally immersed in this environment. This is in the summer. Do you feel the sun on your face? How warm that is. What does it smell like? What does the ocean or the lake smell like? Bring in those senses. Do you hear the seagulls or the loons? Can you hear the water splashing on the side, the waves? Do you hear the wind blowing through the trees, rustling? Bring in all those senses. Be there. Secrets. And what does the lake or the ocean respond by? There's a sense of calm in nature. And where there's calm, there's usually insight. There's messages. Why are they so calm? That energy in. Song comes to your mind right now, something from your childhood, or something you heard that was one of your favorite songs as a teenager when you were younger. I want you to hum it, just a couple of few bars. To slowly come back to the room that you're in. But before you come back in full consciousness while you're keeping your eyes closed, I want you to give thanks to your body. It has been working so hard to keep you healthy. Despite the fact that we don't get enough sun, because with the present condition, we are indoors a lot. So we don't get the sun, or the fresh air, or the exercise. Our nutrition might be sliding a little bit too. Our grounding might not be the best. But yet, with all of these things going on, your body still finds a way to keep you healthy. So thank it. It has to compensate for all the things that you would normally get that you'd never think twice about. Give thanks to your body. It's a marvelous tool. It self-adjusts yourself to make sure that you continue your life's purpose on this earth in a physical way. That gratitude, it will send back a very, very nice thank you in different ways. So take a few more breaths, and when you're ready, you may open your eyes. Thank you for listening, and hope to see you again tomorrow for another meditation to keep your energy and your vibration high. So until next time, namaste.